bring the order for the mobilization of the flying column. Included in the dispatch already referred to from headquarters that I delivered to my brigadier were instructions to collect and order the men to assemble at Fiery's some nights later. With the Brahek squad, Mike O'Leary, Denis Prendeville, Davy McCarty, and Tyke Reddy, we were joined by Danny Allman, Danny Healy, and Tom Lyons of the Lestrade Company. Then came the Ballymac and Farmers Bridge contingent. Tommy McAllister, Johnny Connor, Marcy Galvin, Jimmy Bailey, Mas Camry, Jack Herlihy, Jack Flynn, and Paddy Burke. Then Tom Fleming from Curra, Peter Brown from Scotty Glen, Jackie Bruston, and Jake Sheehan of Farn Four. The local IRA provided us with transport. Ponies and traps, horses and sidecars, and with scouts ahead, we were on our way to the rendezvous in the Gap of Dunla, the vacated RIC police barracks, already prepared for our reception by the Vice Brigadier, John Jaw Rice. Through the night, the others arrived. Tom Scott, Dean O'Connor, and Jack Flynn from Kinmare. Timmy Donoghue, Nailis McCarty, Timmy Mara from Killarney. Din Sullivan and Con Morley from Rathmore. Din Bad Cronin from Guineguilla. And Jim Coffey from Beaufort. The following day was easy and relaxed, getting to know one another. A grand bunch of lads, average age, I should say, about 25 years. One felt proud in such company. They were the most active members of the IRA in the home areas, mostly officers. GHQ's purpose was that after an intensive course of training and active service, that they return to their home bases and organize and lead smaller groups of flying columns when and if we received more rifles. Danny Allman of Rockfield had been appointed our column commander. He was one of the finest of men, physically, mentally, and spiritually. He commanded absolute respect and obedience. And to me at 19, I should almost say, veneration. For second in command, he was ably assisted by Tommy McAllister of Benny McElligott. The following morning, we were paraded and addressed by our commander. He was a man of very few words, but what he said was inspiring. As I have already stated, most of the men were officers with years of training, battalion commandants, battalion and company captains, and lieutenants. So there was little or no necessity for any elementary work.